The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Hey, what's going on? It is Thursday, September 9th, and you are listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. I am your host, Lance Glynn, filling in for Blair Angulo, but have no fear, Blair is here. We have done this before. We are doing it again, switching roles, so to speak, as I am taking over as host for today's episode, and Blair is playing more of a role as the interviewee. So first and foremost, he joins me on the line now. Blair, how we doing? How's it going over there on the West Coast?
It's going well, Lance. I you know, obviously, when you say have no fear, Blair is here. I love the way that rhymes. But I thought we were going to talk a little Gavin Wimsatt, maybe talk some UCLA, LSU. I mean, both of our you know, universities where we attended had some pretty significant weekends.
Yeah, they did. But I will say this, Blair, and you know this just as well as I do. If we were to go down that road, that would be a podcast that takes up at least 2 hours, 3 hours. And we try to obviously limit it to at most 15, 20 minutes here. So we don't want our listeners to be glued in for so long to topics that more often than not, you and I kind of solely care about in regards.
Nobody wants that. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Exactly. But today for our listeners, no Gavin Wimsatt, no UCLA. We are going to talk about the annual Polynesian Football Classic taking place over by you on the West Coast. For those who don't know, it's three games consisting of three Southern Nevada high schools taking on three top teams from around the country. All three games take place at Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, with two on Friday and one on Saturday. So before we start, Blair, I want to ask you this. Can you just, I guess, explain the significance of this event and how it connects to the Polynesian Bowl overall that's played in Hawaii? Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's sort of like a showcase, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it allows the Polynesian Football Hall of Fame committee members, which send out the invites to the Polynesian Bowl, an opportunity to see some of the top players in the Las Vegas area take on some of the top teams in the country. Other years, we've seen the likes of IMG Academy roll through and play some big games there. So it's more of an opportunity for the committee members to possibly find other prospects that are going to be able to play at the Polynesian Bowl in January every year. Obviously in 2020 or in 2021, it didn't happen, but everything seems to be, you know, indicating that there will be a game in 2022 to start off the year out at Kamehameha High School in Honolulu, Hawaii. And this is going to be a big weekend for some of those players that want a ticket to play in that all-star game before they cap off their senior seasons.
And on this podcast, we're going to go through all three games and we're going to highlight some of those players that are fighting for that invite to go to the Polynesian Bowl. So the first game of the Classic, it's Orem High School in Utah. They're taking on Desert Pines from Nevada. Game number one, who are some of the big national names fans should look out for taking the field for both Orem as well as Desert Pines?
Desert Pines, let's begin with the host school, per se, being a Las Vegas school. You have to start with Javonte Barnes. He's the elite four-star running back that has a number of scholarship offers on the table: Oklahoma, Auburn, Georgia, Florida, LSU, USC. I mean, you name it. That school is after his signature. And he's been a star in this game before. You know, the first time I got to see him was as a sophomore, and he was dragging defenders into the end zone. And that's kind of how he really started to take off, when he started to see his recruitment really blow up. He played in that same offense that had Darnell Washington, the big 6'6 tight end that is now at Georgia. They also had a receiver by the name of Michael Jackson that is now at USC. They had DeAndre Moore, who's one of the top prospects in the 2023 class. But Javonte really stole the show that afternoon at Bishop Gorman High School. So that's the one that I'm looking at in this game. Orem, you will maybe recognize the name. They've won four consecutive state titles in the state of of Utah, not the star power that they've had in years before. When you think about Puka Nacua, who's a receiver at BYU now, was a big time signee for Washington a few years ago. They also produced Noah Sewell, the big time linebacker, former five star at Oregon. Also had Kingsley Suamataia, who was a five star offensive lineman in this previous 2021 class, and is also a freshman at Oregon. So not the star power that we've seen Orem before, but the head coach is Gabe Sewell, and he's the dad of Noah Sewell, Penei Sewell, who is a top 10 prospect in the NFL draft this past spring. And he tells me that he's got some young talent. So I'm excited to see those players from the state of Utah go to Nevada and take on Javonte Barnes and Desert Pines. It's going to be a pretty good appetizer for the night game.
So moving on to game two, really a marquee matchup highlighting the top team in the country. Modern Day in California takes on Liberty High School, the 2019 NIAA 4A Nevada State Champs. It seems like the list of top-level talent at Modern Day is endless, Blair. Who do you have your eyes on, not only with the nation's top team, but with Liberty as well?
Yeah, with Modern Day, I think you have to look at David Bailey. He's a potential five-star talent at the linebacker spot. And one of our, I think, the most impressive athletes that we've seen on the defensive side of the ball out West. Got a number of scholarship offers, Stanford, USC, UCLA, some Big Ten schools, some SEC schools in the mix as well. And when you think about kind of the star power that Modern Day possesses every year, you know, you think about the quarterback spot, you think about receivers, you think of even at running back. This year, they have Oklahoma commit Relique Brown, who's dynamic and had an explosive game when Modern Day went out to Texas to beat Duncanville. But you always look at Modern Day and see how tough, how physical, and how well coached they are. And I think it begins with what David Bailey is able to do near the line of scrimmage and in space. And I'm really excited to see him take on a team at Liberty that does a really good job of running the football. They're physical. They run some heavy sets. Sometimes they have two, three tight ends on the field at the same time. And it's more of kind of that old school smash mouth style of football that we've been, kind of seeing fade off, not only in college, but at the high school ranks, right? The high school offenses are now imitating what we see in college and in the NFL. They spread it out. Liberty does it kind of the old way. And that, you know, for me, I think I'm going to be keeping an eye on Anthony Jones. He's a two-way athlete at Liberty, committed to Texas, about 6'4", 240, and one of the better jumbo athletes in the West region. I really like what I've seen out of him in the 7-on-7 circuit. And remember, in Las Vegas, the schools never got the green light to kick off last year. And those same schools never got the green light to kick off this spring. So these players didn't get a chance to put together film, didn't get a chance to defend that 2019 state championship that they won way back in 2019. You know, I feel old just talking about it. But I think, you know, when you think about Liberty and their opportunity against Modern Day, against some of the better prospects in the West, it's going to be a big time show for them to potentially pull off an upset.
Yeah, so for a school like Liberty, not just trying to impress enough to possibly get an invite to the Polynesian Bowl, but like you said, trying to put together film because they haven't played football in a long time. So they obviously need to show their development. And this is a great opportunity for them to do so against just so much talent at Modern Day. So last but not least, the host Bishop Gorman takes on Lone Peak High School from Utah. And like Modern Day, look, Bishop Gorman is a national name and it's loaded with a lot of big national recruits. Who should we watch for in this one?
I think it starts with the two premier defensive prospects at Bishop Gorman that are hovering in that five-star range right now. That would be Zion Branch, the elite safety, as well as Cyrus Moss, the elite edge rusher. When you think about Zion Branch and his list of suitors, you got USC and Ohio State leading the charge. Oklahoma's in there. Clemson's in there. Alabama's in there. And I really like just his tenacity, the progression that he's shown as a defender and one of the fastest defensive backs out west, regardless of class. And then Cyrus Moss is about 6'6", 230, and really growing into his body. He's a former safety who's made the move to linebacker and now doing some stuff along the line of scrimmage. And he's been really a catalyst for Bishop Gorman in the last couple of years. Also, like Liberty, didn't really get to have a season last year or this spring. So all those guys are starting to kind of show, you know, what they've been able to do, what they've been able to build on since 2019, which was that last season they were able to play, you know, really like at Lone Peak. I saw them a few weeks ago out in the state of Utah, really like what they have up front. And it begins with Joe Brown. He's an offensive guard who's committed to Virginia. This team's going to try to run the football. They're going to try to be nasty. And Joe Brown, you know, is one of those late risers that I think, had there been a traditional spring evaluation period last year, had there been the camp circuit, had things happened the way they usually do, this is a player who probably has 24 scholarship offers. Every big time program across the country is after his signature. He's been able to, you know, kind of rebound and make up for some lost time. Did pick up some Power Five offers this spring and is committed to Virginia. So I'm excited to see him and what he's able to do up front, because this is going to be another, you know, nice little juicy matchup, you know, pitting some physicality against some athleticism. And, you know, I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to be some good football. And like you mentioned earlier, hopefully there are some eyes that are opened and there are some spots up for grabs for the Polynesian Bowl.
Three big games, six high-level talented teams. So much star power will take the field at Bishop Gorman on Friday and Saturday. Really should be an awesome couple of days. Blair, thanks so much for hopping on with me, and have fun over the next few days.
Yeah, it should be exciting. You know, it's always a little hot out in Vegas at the, you know, in mid to late September. Last time I was there was 115 degree weather at one of the games. So I'm hoping for some cooler temperatures, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that'll do it for this episode. Remember, episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, as well as our 5-minute morning episodes every Wednesday. So much going on with game visits all over the country, top prospects checking out campuses, taking in the biggest games. Make sure to keep it locked into 247sports.com for everything on your favorite team. For Blair and Gulo, I am Lance Glynn. Thanks for listening to this episode of the 247 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.